I need a word from you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I need a word from the Lord. Every day, I need a word. I like this song because it talks about political uprising, and there's a lot of that going on right now. We don't need another conqueror on the scene, and there's a lot of folks that are trying to conquer other folks.
Yeah.
Right.
But what we do need is a special word from God.
Amen.
We need a word from God so we can make it in this everyday walk with you, so that we can sustain ourselves in the kingdom of God and press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. I'm going to take y'all on a little trip this morning. I know that we've been taught this scripture one way always. But while we were on the plane, and God began to show me a different arena, a different avenue to these verses. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, is Father's Day, of course. And the first verse says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise." If you write in your Bible, underline "with promise," because it is very important. "That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." Then it goes on to say, "Ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." I got news for you. Does it sound like that verse don't belong there? There's a reason it sounds like that, because that verse there doesn't tie in with the other verse. It sounds like it should, but it doesn't. The way it actually reads is, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." Then you skip verse 4 and you go to verse 5. "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasing, but as the service of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart." That's the key. Doing the will of God from your heart, meaning that you're sincere in your walk in Christ.
Amen.
If folks are playing games with God, you no longer have a choice. You can no longer play with God. Well, folks figure, well, he's been forgiving me all this time. He sure has.
Yeah.
But there's going to come a time in your life when God's going to remove his hand.
Yeah.
And you're going to find yourself in a dreadful situation. And your prayers are going to fall on deaf ears. Folks have no idea. Nobody's looking at the way signs are changing. The temperatures are changing. Everything is crazy. Kids have no respect for their parents. They have no respect for the elderly anymore. All these things are transpiring. Men degrade women, not just with their lives or with persecution, but with their mouths now. Women no longer assume that they have to do these things and do what the Bible says. Things are just transpiring that don't align themselves with the gospel. When you see these type of things beginning to take place, then you have to understand that there's about to be a dispensational change.
Wow.
And what's so scary about this dispensational change, it only leaves one way to go. The dispensational change that we are about to experience, if things keep going the way they're going, which they are, because God's word will never fall void, things are going to wax worse and worse and worse. They've been getting worse ever since Christ came, died, and rose again.
Come on now.
It didn't just start yesterday. It started then. Things are getting worse and worse and worse. And you can cry good all you want. It ain't going to happen. The word is going to be true to itself.
Right.
The only good that's going to come out of this land is the good that's in you.
Amen. Amen.
That's it.
Amen. Amen. I like that.
That's where it stops at. The sixth chapter, the first verse says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Listen to this. meaning or acronyms for the word children. It's important. This is, we're going to be covering these things in the corporate class. How important it is. That's why the Bible says study to show yourself approved. The word study means to dissect, break down, interrogate the word. That's what it means to study. It doesn't mean just read up, get up your Bible out, push the dust to the side, and begin to read it. Right. It means you have to get into it and research. Right. The reason it's so important that you research Scripture, because the Bible also tells us, for folks think because they know the Word and because they know Christ, that they're not going to miss Him. Well, my Bible someplace says, I can't get the word. It says that people think because they know something, they're not going to miss God. I'm paraphrasing. Amen. Got it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Search the Scriptures, for in them you may think you have everlasting life. Oh boy, I got to take my jacket off. It's Father's Day. Amen. Thank you, sir. Amen. Children, obey your parents. Children, a kid or a king means to, or it's broken down, tico. It means to beget, to bear, is used both the natural and figuratively senses, in the senses. Then you have a contrast to Uros. Uros is spelled H-U-I-O-S. It's got different items over it to break the word down, which means son. It gives prominence to the fact of birth, whereas Uros stresses, no, a kid gives prominence to the fact of the birth, whereas Uros senses or stresses the dignity and the character of the relationship. It's talking about father-son relationship. A kid talks about your natural or your birth.
Right.
Uros talks about dignity and the character of the race relationship that you have from your birth.
Okay.
Right.
Then it goes on to say, then you have tekon or technon. Technon is what this is, the Greek meaning for the word children here in this verse. The other two are not. And the other two are the words that we usually use when we talk about children, obey your parents.
Right.
Because it speaks of the natural and of the flesh. But God has a twofold meaning here. When God gave Paul this revelation, which he is now being made known, is being made known to us, God wants us to understand there's something else going on here.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Break it down.
Technon means the children of the God.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, your mother ain't your God. Your father ain't your God.
Right.
And on different occasions, our children find the need to tell us.
Yeah.
In no uncertain terms. Amen. That's why it is. Children, obey means to hearken. Children, obey your parents. Hearken to your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Or hearken to your parent, which is actually singular, through the Lord or in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because that's the right thing to do. How is it the right thing to do? Hebrews, Romans 12 and 1 says, present yourselves a living sacrifice, which is your
reasonable.
It's the right thing to do.
That's right, man.
Uh-oh. What the word says. It goes on to say, honor. I had to write some notes so I could jog my memory.
Amen.
Honor thy father and mother.
Uh-huh.
See, I got these meanings for you. The word honor means to value or a price paid or received, esteemed, used in ascriptions of worship to God. These are the original meanings of the text, of the words. The inscription meaning description deals with those things that are pertaining or represent a person or a thing. So it's talking about to God, the action of regarding a quality or quality of belonging or pleasure or character to someone or to something. So it's important that we understand that God is trying to tell us something, not just that we use it against our children, but God is trying to tell us that he's using it against us. Honor thy father. Look at this word father. The word father translated in the Greek means a nourisher, a protector. Use of the nearest, listen, it starts to change. The whole identity of the verse of the word begins to change. A nourisher, a protector. We see father in that. But now here goes something different. It changes. The identity of the scripture changes. The nearest, used of the nearest ancestor, the primogenitor, of a people, a forefather, metaphorically, of the originator of a family. How many heard that word originator? Did I lose anybody? Originator of a family or a company of persons animated by the same spirit as him. Animated by the same spirit as himself. Oh, help me, Jesus. I ain't bad. Put some duct tape on his mouth, Rod. Like a TV bag. Honor thy father. Have reverence, esteem, worship your father and mother. When you speak of mother, hold on. When you talk about a mother, we know that God took the man, put him to sleep so that he could do what he needed to do to protect himself.
My Lord.
Because he already knew that the man was going to change the whole concept of what he just did.
My Lord.
He changed the concept or the precept by changing Eve's name.
Come on, Pastor.
Now everything was no longer going to be born living. It was going to be born dead. God said, honor thy father and mother. He goes on to say, which is your first commandment. But let's look at what Jesus has to say about this. I know there are verses where Jesus talks about honoring thy father and thy mother, but that's because of the situation and the circumstance that arose concerning it. But if you go to Matthew, the 10th chapter, I'm thinking it is. Come on, we're going to get it going. We got to go. Matthew, the 10th chapter. I'm feeling myself today. God is so good. That's why I'm feeling myself. I said the 10th chapter. Got it on my tablet. I don't know why I just didn't open it up. I just want to turn the pages with y'all. The 10th chapter, and I think it's the 37th verse. Yes, it is. Matthew 10 and 37. Remember, we were just in Ephesians when it said, honor thy father and thy mother. And we were looking at the ascription or the complete breakdown of what Paul is talking about when he says, honor thy father and thy mother. Well, Jesus says, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth life shall lose it, and he that lose his life for my sake shall. There's only one way you could possibly lose your life and find it, and that's by hiring the Father.
Man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I honored my Father, didn't get me nowhere. Y'all hear me today. Not that I didn't love my Father. I honored my mother, reverenced my mother. Ty, didn't get me nowhere. Why? Because I was still stuck in me. But when I started to honor God, I found out that I now had control over me.
Come on now. Yeah.
That's the concept of what Jesus is talking about. If you love your father and mother more than me, you ain't going to serve me. If you love your son and your daughter more than me, it's impossible for you to serve me because you always going to be caught up in you.
Right.
It's Father's Day.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Somebody said, that ain't no Father's Day message. That's because you ain't serving the Father.
Come on, Pastor.
Oh, my goodness. Let's go back to Ephesians. Believe it, I'm almost done. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Honor, righteousness to heaven, which is the first. Now, I got a little stuck with this one. Because I was walking to the hotel and I heard some little kid kept hollering, I'm first, I'm first. I guess to jump off the board at the swimming pool. And he liked to run me over trying to get to it. And I was going, you know, he had to go right and I was just going straight. But evidently I was in his way, Brother Little John. And then when he said it, it triggered something in my mind. He said he first. But is he actually first? How many folks have jumped off that board before he got there, Elder Joe?
Come on now.
How many see what I'm getting at?
Right.
Ooh, Lord, help me, Jesus. The first commandment. What is a commandment? Commandment has to do with structure. Yeah. Or God's word telling you or dictating to you something that's got to transcend or take place in your life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The first commandment with what? With promise.
With promise.
With promise. Well, glory to God. Let's go to Exodus. What is chapter? Ah, glory to God. Thank you for that excellent. Who's upstairs? Rodney?
In Mount.
Okay. Lord Jesus. I said, ask, what chapter did I say? I just want to see if y'all was listening. Exodus 20. And what verse? 12. In the 20th chapter of Exodus, we're looking at, what are we looking at? The Ten Commandments. We look at the man. Number 12, which is government or authority. Deals with honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days might be long upon the land which the Lord thy God do what?
Giveth thee.
Giveth thee. Why? Because it's a part of the promise. It's a part of the promise. But look at the promise going over Genesis, because God tells Abraham, your seed.
Yes. Come on now.
Will not be able to be counted. Why? Because God got a bunch of people that's going to honor the Father. And they're going to honor him as a mother.
Come on now. Come on now.
And they're not going to put nothing before him. That's why Paul said, nothing shall separate me from the love of God. I'm not going to put nothing before God. God is a zealous God. That's why Jesus said, if you love mother or father more than him, you can't. What was he saying? Anytime you put flesh before spirit, you can't honor me. Let me tell you something. My son got arrested. Talking about Dennis. I told Dennis, I said, Dennis, you can't be doing what you're doing because you're going to get caught. If you get caught, don't call me. Because I've warned you on several occasions that you're going to get caught. Dad, I got this. Yeah? Okay. You got it all right. You got the seed that's going to bring forth the fruit that's going to wrap his vines around you. Guess what? He got caught. He got caught in Midland, Michigan. Not in Detroit. In Midland. If you know anything about Midland, you don't get caught in Midland carrying drugs. It's like telling the sheriff that you gonna take your gun and blow his brains out. That's what it's like to get caught carrying drugs in Midland, Michigan. And you a black teenager that ain't got no business with the drugs and ain't got no business in Midland.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
My Lord, my Lord.
I said all that to say this. Could I have bailed him out? Yes, I could. But I didn't. Did that mean I did not love him? No. But he called somebody else and they bailed him out. What they did, they changed.
All right.
Come on, Pastor.
When they bailed him out, they changed the promise that God had for his life. It distracted him for years. When he finally sat on the side of the bed, Brother Andy, and woke up and came to himself, he decided the best thing for him to do was to get out of Detroit.
Amen.
Because if he stayed in Detroit, he would always be attached to what got him into trouble in the first place.
Yes.
So he moved to Texas, where he is now. Three kids, married, beautiful home, ton of property. But it changed the promise in his life because he got diverted and distracted by somebody thinking in their flesh that they were doing the right thing. You ever wonder why God leaves you out there sometimes? But guess what? You can always say, I honored you. I honor my Father.
Amen, amen.
Go back to Ephesians. I got a ton of scriptures, but I ain't about to read. Ephesians the 6th chapter. Yeah, understand something. This is a revelation that God gave Paul. If you notice, everything, when he's talking about the wives, verse 22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. See how plain that is? Don't pick somebody else's. Use your own. What's wrong with your own that you got to borrow somebody else's?
You better say that.
But he finished it up by saying, as unto the Lord, would you cheat on God?
Come on now.
Amen.
If you cheat on God, you're not honoring the Father. Now, you have no reference for the Father. Well, Pastor, how do I cheat on God? By not doing your daily duty. Doing the things the Word of God tells you. I had a conversation with a young man. What was that on? Facebook. I usually don't like to get involved on Facebook. I just read stuff and laugh. Every now and then, somebody hit a nerve. Well, they hit a nerve, Ty. Because they talk about how unimportant it is that we go to church.
Yes.
We don't go to church. It's, we can do what we do for God at home.
Oh, wow.
God allowed me to proceed to inform him that the hypocrites that you say are in church at your house do. The backbiters and slanderer that you say you don't want to go to church for is at your house too. See, I know this person. And I said, and the excuse that the preacher or the pastor is taking our money ain't your responsibility. Everybody falls short of the glory of God. I was waiting on this big backlash. But he sent me back and said, thank you, dear. Thank you, Red. I appreciate that. I like the fell on the floor, Ty. Because this young man, if that was not what I was speaking. But see, if God leads you, if you honor God, and anybody, listen to me, young people that honor their father and their mother, going to have respect for God. That's why it don't matter whether they in church, because at the right time, the promise is going to kick in.
That's right.
Man.
That's right.
What promise? The Abrahamic promise.
That's right. That's right.
The promise that God gave Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? It will be well with thee in the earth. I done tripped up, slipped up, bipped up, messed up, fell down, got back up, and fell again. But Mother Harris, I found a way to honor my father. So in the midst of my falling and dipping and flipping and broken, God reached down and said, I know you're messed up, but I got you.
Amen.
Why? Because God searches the intents of your heart. God will look at the sincerity of your heart and know whether you faith or not.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Can't say it the way they say it. People and flies I do despise. I heard it another way. But it's just talking about ignorant people. An ignorant person is just like a fly. Agitated. I got the clothes. That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Here we go. Hold on to your reins. It says long on the work on the earth. The interpretation for the word long is like when God says one day of God to God is like 1,000 years.
Come on now.
All right.
Come on now.
That means if you honor him, your father, which is in heaven, who is your mother also, who is the breasted one, who God also has named the church after a woman, because her backbone, in most cases, is stronger than that of a man. Get me on that one, little child. But that's the truth anyhow. Oh, Lord. I can't say that. But I figure I know what to say. When you obey your father, which is in heaven, and you honor him, when you honor your mother, who is the church?
All right.
Oh, my Lord.
You're going to get long. When you live long, Mother Relford, that means that even after the canker worms done ate up your flesh because they done put you in a cheap basket trying to save money.
Yeah.
Revelation says there's a new earth.
New earth.
Coming down to replace the first earth. And a new heaven coming down to replace the second heaven.
Right.
That means that once was what dead is now alive.
Yeah.
Because I honored my father, who is God, and I honored my mother, who represents the body in the church.
On,
when my body is gone, God's going to raise me up and give me a new one.
Yeah.
Come on here.
So that means that one day that was like 24 hours to you means that it's 1,000 years under God. So it's impossible for you to miss out on your resurrected life.
All right.
But you got to honor your father and your mother. And it don't help, it don't hurt to honor this fleshly one either.
Amen.
We'll hit on that real quick, then we be done. The reason it's so important that you honor the fleshly father and mother also is word interpreted. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever you sow it, you're gonna get it back.
Amen.
You ever had them kids you saw yourself in? I know ain't none of us been here like that. Gave our mother hell. Now we got one giving us the same business. But I don't know. Oh, Lord. That it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth.
Yeah.
We can get into that word long in the Greek and really break it down, and you'll find out that what it's actually talking about is that you actually become a part of what you came from.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
When God raised up man, he raised man up from the dirt,
right,
and breathe the breath of life in him. The Bible tells us, "From dust you came, and dust you shall return.
Yes, Lord.
Sure.
So, you know what you can't never kill? Is a tree. A tree. Because it's going to seed somewhere else. It might seed, might not seed in your neighborhood, but it's going to seed.
Amen. Amen.
They might kill this body.
Yes, Lord.
But they can't kill your spirit.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
And guess where your spirit is going? Back where it came from. If it go back where it came from, guess who made that?
Yeah.
Anything God made, He keeps.
Amen.
Until the day of man's natural redemption. When Jesus come back to claim those that loved and honored His Father more than they did their natural father and mother and their sister and brother with their life.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I used to use this one a lot. That's how I got through all my troubles. And the fifth verse, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart, or with insincerity of your heart as unto Christ. There's only one way you can do it. Unto means into. If you don't do it through Him, you can't get it done at all.
Alright, that's right.
Baby, if you ain't serving God, you ain't gonna put up with nothing. Try to not honor the Father and let folks mess with you. Your flesh stand up, Asia, and it says, sit back. I got this. And He handles it. Whether you male or female, He handles it. That's why it's so important that we obey our Father. And our mother.
That's right.
And it'll get you through the rough spots. But see, the problem is we do it with eye service. As men, we just because we want somebody to pat us on the back and tell us how saved and how supernatural we are.
Amen.
But in actuality, you might just be as fleshly as they are. You just figured out a way to cover it up better than they did.
Mm-hmm.
Not with our service as men pleases, but as the service of Christ, doing what?
The will of God.
Or being in the desire or the purpose of God. Children, obey your parents through the Lord, for it is the just thing to do. Honor them, which is first commandment, and it contains a promise therein.
Amen.
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 The day is approaching. It's already upon us. We just haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Where the commandments of God, I will be strong like the palm tree. And if you can't bend or yield with it, you're going to miss your blessing in God. And I think it's a crying shame to have went through all the hell, all the discouragements, all the brokenness, all the endless things you've been through to miss God now.
Amen. Amen. Go.
Contrary to popular belief, it was never meant for us to go to hell.
Amen.
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 It was never meant. Hell was preserved for the devil and his angels.
That's right.
But we done got so far up in ourselves, we done joined his angels.
Yep. Yep.
We see it. We see eye to eye with him. Yep. That's the same thing that happened in the sixth chapter of Genesis.
Yep.
Yeah.
They influenced their women, and their kids became just like them.
Just like
them. Yeah. Evil, outdone, thinking they were better than God. And God comes to the place and said, you know what? I hate today. I repent. I repent today. I ever made man. But see, you have to research that too, because if that was the way he really meant it, we wouldn't be here today. Even though he caused the flood to come to wipe out that generation,
yeah,
he made provisions for the same folks in that generation to get away.
Yeah.
So it almost seems like it didn't work, because two of every kind got on the boat with Noah. How many understand that? Every kind. Somebody got mad at me one time when I preached and I was talking about that, because that's because they assumed that only good things got on that boat. It says two of every kind. Genesis says every fruit shall bear seed after its own kind. Therefore, you got two zebras, you got two adulterers. You got two cows, Elder Joe, you got two haters. If you don't think so, what are Noah's daughters?
Son.
That's even worse. He got on the boat. You don't think God knew where he was when God allowed him on the boat? Because God's word will never fall void. That's why I'm on the boat. Because God got to take two of every kind. Let me tell y'all something. Whatever I was, I still am. But it don't have no authority,
man,
over who I was.
Amen.
Amen.
The perfect opportunity to present itself to find out who you are. When God's grace and mercy do it forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
It's Father's Day. And we're going to honor the Father.
That's right. Amen.
Because if you honor the right one,
yeah,
it'll make all your crooked paths straight.
Amen.
It'll cause the windows of heaven to open up and the blessings of God to flow down into your life.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Akasha, Kiriya, Shikobo, Shanta, Kiriya, Gro, Ikaba, Shato, Kiriya, Gura, Bakasha, Ikambo, Koriya, Bakashia, speak to my children today, that you come out from among those that have that mindset of the ancestor, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean things, those things that were separate from me, and I will receive you, and ye shall truly be my sons, and ye shall be my daughters. And I shall go before you, and I shall make easy and successful your way, and I shall guide you through this crooked place. I shall guide you through this fallow land into a place, place of refuge, and that place is in me, and that place is full of life, and it's full of joy, and it's full of peace. But separate yourself from those things that will seek to hold you back, that you may truly honor me and give me praise, saith the Lord.
All right.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Things happen in our lives that have purpose. Something, it happens in your life for a reason. You ever heard of the song? Who wrote? I think the Temptations wrote it. Power of the Rolling Stones. My dad is two of them.
Yeah.
Amen. I got brothers and sisters all over Detroit now. I don't even know them. My dad was so bad that he moved out of my mama's house and moved into another woman's house right down the street from her. Of course, they did not tell me. I was the only one that did not know. God knew exactly what he was doing. It's a good thing that I didn't know. Nevertheless, I said that sentence. I was over there and I was praying. I was at the office and I was praying, I was talking to God. And I was telling the Lord how much I appreciate him. I remember like it happened yesterday, how much I adore him, because he had just gotten me through a rough stretch. And I knew it could have only been God. Could no man have got me through what I went through. It had to be the power of God. And I was thanking God for it. And at that time, God spoke to my heart and said, you have honored me, now you honor him. Well, I didn't want to honor him, because all I had was bad memories concerning him. He used to jump on my mother. You know, when I got about 14 years old, I got a hold of a gun. I told him, you touch my mother and I will kill you. That was the last time he jumped on my mother. But he did all this. I saw all this stuff taking place. And I did not want to bother with him. And God said it again, you honored me. Now you've got to honor him. I didn't know, Rev, how serious it was until I got there where he was. I found him. I called my sisters and I went. I found out where he was. And I went to him. And I asked him to forgive me. And he said, for what? You didn't do nothing. I was over. I said, no, I want you to forgive me. Because in spite of all the stuff you did, you're still my father. And you deserve respect. And I did. So forgive me. I think it was a month later my father died in case. And I preached this huge. Can you imagine what I would have went through if he had left here and I had that on my heart?
Amen. Amen.
Supposed to be being a man of God?
That's right. That's right.
Trying to give God his due and miss out on it. Make sure you honor your Father which is in heaven. So that you can honor those which you need. Because if I leave here before you leave here, and you put send me some roses, I'm going to get up out of the casket and tell you I cannot smell them. You should have gave them to me when I could have enjoyed them. Get right up. Empty place out. And I'm going to lay on back down and lay on up. That's how important it is that we honor God and we honor our parents. And you've got to learn to do it all in the same emotion. Because God is looking at your sincerity. That's the brothers that left here. They didn't honor God and they didn't honor our parents. And they died at an early age. I hear this verse and I'm done. Touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. That got to do with it. Because if your parents honor God, better find a way to honor him. What Paul is saying is that your natural parents need to give you the same love that you give your spiritual parents. That's how important it is. Honoring your father and your mother. God is calling out to us is, we don't have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. We only hear what somebody tells us. Don't you ever take what we say. Find out for yourself. Get your Bible out and search that Bible. And if you don't know, ask for some help.
Yes.
And if some of you ask somebody here, they don't give it to you, some bricks don't fall.
Amen.
Because everybody in here is more than capable to help in whatever area you need help in.
Right.
Without spread whatever it is you need to everybody else. Just like a father, he showed me a path to righteousness that I decided I was better off taking than not. He taught me more by not opening up his mouth, but by his actions than anybody can taught me with their mouth. Time to honor folks.